You know what's wrong with holidays? I do. There aren't enough of them. I mean that sincerely. And it's not getting off from work. I've been retired for many years. It isn't that at all. I take holidays, my wife and I, we take them as opportunities to visit with family, be visited by family, and to contemplate the ideas behind these holidays. About 5 years ago, we decided to do something about it, and we more than doubled our holidays. It was easier than it sounds. We adopted all of the Canadian federal holidays and the provincial holidays. More than doubled, and it's really, really wonderful. For instance, we have not one, but two Labor Days. We have two Thanksgiving days, and they're farther enough apart that we can use up all the leftovers from the first. Adding to Martin Luther King Jr. Day, we have Louis Riel Day, Aboriginal Day, and Viola Desmond Day. So now we have four civil rights, human dignity holidays to honor. And I suppose standing at the top of the national holidays list, national birthdays. July 4th, 1776, Independence Day. July 1st, 1867, Canada Day. Now, we have a big family to-do in our backyard, 30 people under a tent every other year. And last summer was one of those years, and the trick to getting 30 people from around the country under one tent at the same time is to contact them all and say, "When can't you come?" Then we sift through this, and this year it turned out Saturday, July 1st, which was Canada Day and Canada's sesquicentennial, a special year, 150 years of Canada. So, naturally, our theme was Canada. And we had little Canadian flags with the red and white flower arrangements. We had drinks tubs, helpfully labeled Canadian beer, eh? Not Canadian beer, eh? And not even beer, eh? Because we did have children. Before our dinner, we had a solemn ceremony. We unfurled the Canadian flag on our back porch, and I sang the Canadian national anthem. You think I'm kidding? Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for the... Was I kidding? No, we did. It was a successful picnic. It was all over, and I got to thinking. I cast my mind back 50 years. I'm old enough to do this. And to another Saturday, 1967. I was a bachelor, southwestern Pennsylvania. It was also a Saturday. So I had my radio, I had my tape recorder. That's how I got my music. And the radio station, which was not a public radio station, public radio had not come to southwestern Pennsylvania, WLOA in Braddock, Pennsylvania, said, "We are now going to go to a such-and-such stadium in Toronto for the Canadian Centennial." I was scratching my head after I put the tape on the tape recorder. I was scratching my head because at that time I didn't even know Canada was a real country. Because, you know, they had the Queen on the currency and everything. So I recorded this event and set the tape aside sort of for years and years and decades until after our picnic. I remembered that I had this tape. I got the tape, put it on the deck, and started playing it. And we ran through bagpipes and drums and military bands and announcements and, like, "Newfoundland," you know, stuff like that. And I asked my wife, "Do you know what this is?" And she said, "Yeah, it's the Canadian Centennial." I was there. And you know, my Buffalo-born wife was there. long before we'd even heard of each other, we had our first shared holiday. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.